الحديث السادس والثلاثون عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن أبطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. رواه مسلم بهذا اللفظ.
حديث 36. It was related on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whosoever dispels from a believer some grief pertaining to this world, Allah will dispel from him some grief pertaining to the day of rising. Whoever makes things easy for someone who is in difficulties, Allah will make things easy for him both in this life and the next. Whosoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this world and the next. Allah is ready to help a servant so long as the servant is ready to help his brother. Whosoever walks a path to seek knowledge therein, Allah will make easy for him thereby a path to the garden. No community ever assembles in one of Allah's houses to recite Allah's book and carefully studied among themselves, but tranquility descends to them, and mercy covers them, and the angels surround them, and Allah makes mention of them among those who are with him. He whose work detains him will not be hastened by his noble ancestry." Muslim relates it in these words.